As we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of Shurim, Chukas Ha'akum, we learn the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Siman Kuf Ayin Ches, Sif Aleph, teaches us the Shulchan Aruch in Hochem B'chukas Ha'ayv Kechavim. We may not follow the Chukas Ha'akum, and says the Ramon parentheses, V'loim Adam Lohem, we're not allowed to make ourselves similar to them. We're not allowed to wear clothing. We may not grow our hair the way they grow their hair. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. We read these words from the Rambam in our previous year. We're not allowed to make edifices, build edifices, like the edifices where they worship. Says Ramah, we should be separated from them with our clothing and all our acts. Because they're in Osir, but when is this Osir? El b'davish shenogu b'akum l'shem pritzis. When is their concern? When they do something, l'shem pritzis. Kigoyin shenogu l'ubay shmalbu shemadumim. They have a minute to wear red clothing. V'malbisorim kidoyim l'zeh mebalbusha pritzis. Or other styles of clothing which are pritzis. Obidovah shenogu l'minigu l'choik. V'ntam bedover. Or they have some sort of a custom without any explanation. That if we follow what they're doing, it may represent following Darkei Emori, it may represent maybe this custom originated from a way of Avodah Zorah. Something which they do that has a constructive purpose. And the Ramah picks an interesting example. He says, the minig is, shakomi shiroifim mumcha, whoever is a doctor, yeshloi mabish miyuchad shenikabai shiroifei. Doctors wear a uniform that you could tell they're a doctor. Mutal lo avshai, a Jewish doctor is allowed to wear that uniform. V'ken shayis mishim kavod, if there's a uniform that's worn because it represents honor. So a Jew is allowed to wear that uniform. A tamacho, for other reasons, all of those actions are mutter. L'kein amru, and therefore says the Ramah, the Halacha is, sarfen al-akam, we're allowed to burn, sarfen al-malachim, we're allowed to burn the personal effects of a king. V'emei mishum, darkei hamayri, doesn't represent darkei hamayri. So here we learn from the Ramah, and as we quoted, and we'll still speak about it in Mitzvah Shem, Be'ezer Hashem, the Gra doesn't agree with the Ramah, and the Gra seems to take a stricter opinion based on our Gemara. The Ramah's opinion is that anything that's done that makes sense, there is no Isra of Darkei Hamayri. Only something that's L'shem Avodah Zorah, or we can't understand why it's done, represents Darkei Hamayri. So there's many different tshuvas that I saw and halachas that I saw all around this subject of Darkei Chukas Ha'akum. There's a minig that many people have quoted in the Shulchan Aruch to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. But the Rishonim that already mentioned that there were those that specifically had a minig not to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Because since it was the minig of the Akum to fast the day before their holidays. So if we're going to fast, it's going to be following the Chukas Ha'akum. And that's why the Ramah says that many people have the minig that they get up Erev Rosh Hashanah before the holidays. That even if they're going to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the fast only begins by holidays. So eat before you get up, but when you get up. But the Akum, and the explanation is as follows. But the Akum, we know, the day before begins by Chatzos. By us, we know the day begins by Alois HaShachar. So if we're going to still eat before Alois HaShachar, it's a time when an Akum will not eat on the day before his holiday. So it will be obvious that we're not following the Chukas Akum. Interestingly, Api Kabbalah, the Arizal, felt that eating before Alois should not be done. To the degree that I saw, there were some places that suggest that if it's impossible for somebody to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, unless he will be able to eat before Alois, so he has a choice. Should I eat on Erev Rosh Hashanah, or should I get up and eat before Alois and then fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah? There's some places that say, if that's the only way you'll be able to fast, don't fast. But certainly, according to the way we've been learning in our shiurim, that the Isser of Chukas HaAkum only applies when it's being done, the Shem Avodah Zarah, or where it's being done to copy the Akum. But where it's clear that there's a purpose to what we're doing, and that the purpose is not in any way to copy the Akum, there is no Isser. So according to that, there should be no problem to fast, even if you don't eat, before the Alois. Another interesting halacha, the Chaya Adam, the Chachmas Adam, say that we know many places have the minig to put flowers and trees in shuls on Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos is the Rosh Hashanah, Lilanos. Says the Chaya Adam, the Chachmas Adam, don't do that. Since the minig in those days became that the Akum would put flowers in their places of worship, in order not to be over, we shouldn't be similar to them, and they hold that we should be mevatel the minig. There's a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, Chelik Dalet, Chelik Gimel of Yerideya, Simon Pei Dalet. Ramosha discusses, he obviously received a shaila from the board of directors of a yeshiva that are discussing, should there be yeshiva on Sunday? So Ramosha says, in general, a day off where nobody's learning is very dangerous, because we know wasting time could cause people to do wrong things. And on the contrary, if they spend their time, or at least some time, learning, that will certainly have a very positive influence on them. But moreover, he says, that by not having yeshiva on Sunday, we're sort of copying the minhag Akum. We're sort of copying the minhag Akum. We're there, Sunday is their day of rest where they don't do activity. We're supposed to show that Sunday is not that to us. And even though Ramosha says that there are parents that don't want school on Sunday, and there are teachers that don't want school on Sunday. So he says the teachers that don't want school on Sunday, they don't want to work. But the teachers and their parents who don't want school on Sunday, so they can spend time with different activities with their children. He says, Chas v'shalom, on the contrary, we're supposed to show them how every moment of Torah and every moment of learning has so much value, and wasting a day of learning is unacceptable. There's a tshuva, which this was a very big issue in earlier times. There's a tshuva, the Shavuos tshuva, Michas Yitzchak, Chelek Hei, Simen Tzadik Zayin, about putting an organ into a shul. And even, he says, maybe it won't be the same type of instrument that's used in non-Jewish places of worship, put it in the Ezra's Noshim, agree that it should be only used by a simcha, not part of the tefillah. So he says, he quotes the Shas HaTshuvas, Chsam Sofer, Chelik Vav, Pei Dalet Til Sim Tzadik Vav. Apparently there are 12 tshuvas in the Chsam Sofer, how osur it is, and it should not be put in anywhere in a Beis HaKnesses. That is completely osur, because it's the Chukas Akum, what the way the Akum acted. On the other hand, there's a tshuva. The Shas HaTshuva is Igris Moshe. Yerideya, Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph, where Moshe discusses, apparently, the tshuva is being written to someone who came from Europe, and in Europe they wore clothing like the Chassidim wore, longer coats and hats like the Chassidim. Is there a problem of Chukas Ha'akum in changing the clothing? So he says, wearing clothing like other people wear, if there's nothing pre-tistic about the clothing, it's not awesome. And interestingly to note, there's a tshuva from the Debet Sinarov in Shaul Tshuva Sper Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simon Samach Gimel Sif Vav Zayin and Ches, where apparently there's someone who, there's a son, there's somebody who wears Chassidish type clothing, and his father wants him to wear regular clothing. Should he listen to his father or not? So he makes a very interesting observation in the Rambam and the Ramah that we mentioned earlier. Because if we look at the Rambam and the Ramah, they both, when they speak about the clothing, they speak about begodim hamyuchadim. When there's an isser of chukas ha'akum by clothing, it's only by begodim hamyuchadim. If it's not begodim hamyuchadim, ma'bishem hamyuchadim, that's not usur. And therefore, the clothing that this person's father is asking him to wear is not begodim hamyuchadim. Therefore, it's not awesome. On the other hand, he does point out, and he says that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in our sugya. Rabbi Yehuda took the opinion that anything that could be interpreted as chukas akum, even though there is no such intention, maybe would be awesome. But it seems that Ramosha and the Debret Sinarov both take the position that if somebody is not wearing the clothing to copy the akum, he's just wearing the clothing because that's the clothing that is normally worn, it's mutter. There is, however, a tshuva in the Shas HaTshuva Sper Moshe from the Debret Sinarov in Chelik Zayin on Yerudei Simen Kuf Nun Zayin. He says one has to be very careful when changing clothing, because it becomes a very slippery slope.